this disturbed realm of samsara. See, we have young men. See, we're training them to be killers. See, we are training them. It is sponsored by our country. We are training them to be killers. Then we're shocked when they kill. And we are shocked that as African Americans, see, they resent watching their fellow brothers and sisters gunned down for nothing. See, there was another incident last week of a white man with a gun shooting. He survived. They didn't kill him when they took him in. See, something is terribly wrong in samsara. See, and where is it this young black man? If you saw him, see, his face, it was a good face, but he had just had enough. See, no more. See, willing to commit his life to this. No more. What kind of a society tolerates this? Our society does. See, these young men who are in, I know something personally from this. Some of you know my own experiences, my family. See, why is he in Afghanistan? Don't tell me he's there because of 9/11. That was taken care of easily. Why were we in Iraq? Why Syria? Why Libya? See, documents, see, have been released. Oil, not human rights. See, we have war criminals that nobody has ever dared to charge. See, now England, which seems to be much healthier than we are, they have put out, I forget, it's a huge indictment of Tony Blair, basically involved in criminal activity in pushing for war when there was no reason to sacrifice, see, the resources and the young lives. See, when you train someone to kill, why are you shocked when they kill? You take a dog and you train the dog to be a fighter. Why are you shocked when the dog fights? See, more importantly, why aren't you making certain that where you stand, what you do, in this room, some of you won't even vote? See, you have no complaint then. You are setting yourself up as a victim. See, if you aren't willing to do what you can to rein in the insanity of samsara. Samsara is insane. All of you who have listened to me for any length of time, I say the same thing over. See, if you are not moving toward enlightenment, and don't make enlightenment some silly psychedelic experience like going to heaven. It's a very practical, pragmatic kind of experience. If you're not moving toward enlightenment, if you're willing to sit there and continuously entertain yourself with your delusional fantasies, see, then you support samsara. Samsara, this insane place. See, this insane place, see, is supported by our neurotic patterns. If you spin in a neurotic pattern, this resonates out in concentric circles, and you get enough craziness, see, and you get something that's running amok, see, the way it is. War drums, war, more war, we've got more war. See, can't we even intellectually understand that war is not good for living things? See, what have we accomplished? We fought the good war, World War II. We fought Korea. See, we fought Vietnam. See, millions. Are there less hungry children on the street today? Oh no, far more. In Los Angeles, when I retired in 1985, the first time I found a family living on the street with two little children. See, first time. Went down, picked them up, put them into a place, Mujona, midnight mission. See, and I told my boss, this will never have again. Drive through the streets, up through temple, and look to the site. People living on the street, children living on the street. If what we do is so right, why is there so much poverty? Why are people having to kill each other in the street? See, why does this young man decide the only way he can respond is that if you're going to be killing me and mine, then I will kill you and yours? Insanity. Insanity. See, that means that you're trapped in the greedy little bitty narrow world of the egocentric self if you don't actively work to wake up. See, and why do you make it such a big issue? Because you want to live in your fantasy world. And any of tell me, what has your fantasy world produced? It produces carelessness, lack of concern. Oh, it's not important. See, oh, it's beyond anything I can do. Wake up. Wake up. See, there's a koan that I'm going to bring up. See, Ungans, great compassionate one. See, the eight compass points, bright and clear. The 10 directions, unobstructed. Everything bright, light. See, everywhere bright light shakes the earth. All the time there is marvelous functioning and the supernatural. Tell me, how can this occur? See, this is Obancho. He's not saying war, insensitivity, greed, exploitation. See, and look at what you're motivated by. What is it? Are you motivated by greed? Is it that you really want to get something more, more for yourself, more for yourself? And at some point, when you get everything you can, then you'll take time to pause and see what kind of good you could do? Tell me, who out there is doing such a great good? See, tell me, who out there, who says this amazing brain that we have that can make plasma TVs and develop apps that, see, snatch your mind away from the reality that's going on around you? See, what good does it produce? More greed. More greed. Greed is a cancer. It can consume you. There isn't a halfway point. See, it doesn't mean that you can't accumulate wealth, freed from greed. See, my teacher would always say, there's nothing wrong with it if you can use it for good. But you won't use it for good because you're caught in your egocentric mind. Egocentric mind says, oh my God, you'd better be afraid. The powers that be, and they'll be saying, well, what powers do you want to talk about? Let's just talk about Wall Street. Let's just talk about the military-industrial complex. Let's just talk about the big banks. That's who I'm talking about. Profit out of human suffering and keeping you afraid. See, you had better be really afraid because something horrible is going to happen to you. Somebody with a different skin or a different religion. See, you got to be really afraid. And we've bought into it. I've talked to some of you in here. Fear. So I'm not going to go out on the street. Fear. I can tell you that's foreign to the world I live in. That kind of fear. See, buy me a gun. See, get me 10 guns. See? I can tell you what guns do in the hands of a human being. They kill. And if you don't have a gun in your hand, you can't kill with a gun. And I'm going to tell you, if you have to use your fists, you're going to really think about it, because somebody can also bust your head. But a gun is impersonal. Most people have never watched something die at the end of a gun. I have. I was raised in the country of guns. See? And if you feel you need a gun, you'd better quickly get to a practice. Because fear of what? Somebody's going to harm me? Somebody's going to kill me? I'm going to die? They're dying on the street out there now. But let me give you the good news. Let me really terrify you. You're going to die no matter what you have. You can have guns hanging all over you, and you're going to die. See? Get used to that. See? Deal with that. See if you can free yourself from that low-grade dread that's there. Whether you know it or not, you'll try to keep yourself doped up, drunk up, pilled up. See? Electronic death, so that you don't have to deal with the reality of your life. What life? The twisted turning of the egocentric mind. See? The 8 compass points, bright and clear. Everywhere, it's bright and clear. The 10 directions. This is from biocentrism, if you want. The universe. Totally clear, clear. See? What is this bright light? What is this bright light? Again, Berman and Lanz, it will tell you. What you're looking into now, you're not seeing this through your eyes. These tiny apertures can't. They can't let in all of this. You're sitting in the center of your mind. See? And then they said, because they're good scientists, that if in fact there is something outside of your eye, something out there that you're looking at, it doesn't have color, and it's electromagnetic waves, has no form. You're looking into nothing. See, what is this? This bright light. And do you get it? Right here is sanity. This is sanity. And if you have to say to yourself, what is he talking about? You don't get it. Go to sleep. You won't understand the rest of this talk. See? Right here. I'm not talking about the walls. I'm talking about right here. This is sanity. This is why we practice. This is what has to be maintained. And you have to have the courage to move beyond the limitations you place upon yourself. The doubts, what is your aspiration if you don't aspire, see, to transcend birth and death? Then you're probably wasting your time here. See, it'd be better to get some kind of a training program with Facebook. See, insanity, and this insanity won't stop. It will only stop if you begin to wake up. Okay. If you can center in this place, in here now, just like concentric circles, it's the physics. See? Throw a stone into a still pond, bop, and concentric circles go out in all directions. See? The 8 compass points, bright and clear. The 10 directions, unobstructed. See, and you think that that energy that moves out from that stone in the center stops at the shoreline? That's just the limitations, see, of your perceptual skills. See, it emanates through the universe. See, and they can even demonstrate that possibility. All things emanate, entangled particles, entangled here, now. See, not something that you can grasp conceptually. You have to free yourself. See, it isn't a question of understanding this. You can't understand this. To the degree that you're putting any intellectual separation in, you're not seeing this. This is the place of not knowing. That doesn't mean brain dead. See, the now. There is nothing other than the now. What is the now? It is this conscious / awareness. And there is no scientist who can tell you what it is. But it's sane when you're in this state of pure presence. See, attention, Ungon asked Dogo, what does the great compassionate Bodhisattva do when he uses the manifold hands and eyes? Dogo said, it's like someone reaching behind him at night to search for his pillow. Ungon said, I understand. Dogo said, what do you understand? Ungon said, all over the body are hands and eyes. Dogo said, you've really said it. You got 80% of it. Ungon asked, elder brother, how about you? See, Dogo replied, throughout the body are hands and eyes. See, what are we talking about here? See, to transcend. See, where in this body, this most amazing body of the Buddha, of the awakened mind, where are there not eyes and hands? See, what are these two arguing over? See, you can only say 80% of it. Is that an accurate statement? 80% of infinity is nothing. See, any statement. See, the one old master said, it's like measuring hairs on a tortoise back, which is long and which is short. Tortoises have no hair. Arguing, debating, see, illusion and fantasy. That's all your discriminating consciousness can do. Like Roshi would say, but don't discount this ability. Don't misunderstand again. Try not to get trapped in understanding. He would say this mind, this egocentric mind, see, of picking and choosing, it's a wonderful, wonderful servant, but it's a miserable master. See, it's the thing that allows you to go downstairs and select your shoes from somebody else's. It allows you to drive a car. It will allow you to write poetry. It will allow you, see, to do all sorts of wondrous kinds of things. See, when it simply flows, see, from this empty space. See, this empty space, not a space trapped in your egocentric mind. See, here the great Hongzhi Wangzhou said, and this is for those of you, Hongzhi, Tiantong, different names, Chinese, Japanese, see? One hole penetrates space. See, one hole penetrates space. Eight directions are clear and bright. Without forms, without self, spring follows the rules. See? Unstopped, unhindered, the moon traverses the sky. Clean, pure, jeweled eyes and virtuous arms. Where is the approval in throughout the body instead of all over the body? Hands and eyes before you manifest complete functioning. The great function is everywhere. How could there be any hindrance? See, again, this Bodhisattva, the great Bodhisattva of compassion. See, this is Avalokiteshvara. See, we have up here Guanyin, the Chinese Guanyin. See, to the left of the Buddha, to the right Manjushri, wisdom and compassion. And people will try... Mujo and I were talking a little bit about, see, and often we'll say prajna, wisdom. See, some of the, there's people, who teachers who say, we're not even going to touch that. See, Guanyin, this is the Bodhisattva of compassion. This Guanyin, this Avalokiteshvara, see, what is the basic ground of this? See, in the one verse, it says, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva doing deep prajna paramita. See, again, whoever translated that, Dogen doesn't accept that. See, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva isn't doing deep prajna paramita. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is deep prajna paramita. That's the state of absolute samadhi. Absolute samadhi, Guanyin. They say this, this is the mother of all Buddhas. The mother of all Buddhas. Spring forth from, what does Hongzhi say? One whole penetrates all. See? Eight directions. Okay. All manifest from this form. See? And she sits. And the legend is that in great agony, looking down, her head exploded. See? And Amitabha, her father, see, put the head back together. There were nine heads. And out of that, the arms. And this is because of the compassion. All the eyes and all the hands, all the arms, see, to embrace. And there's wonderful images of her. Where she sits, see, and the tears are streaming down. And they flow over her, and she sits on the ledge. And there is this ocean. She's called the hearer of the cries of sentient beings. See, where is that? See, that's you. That's you. See, in the profound state of samadhi. Samadhi is simply pure awareness. It's not tainted by your greed. See, it's not tainted by your likes and your dislikes. If you can look out here, see, freed from the conditioning, freed from your belief system, see, you have to believe that all African Americans are a threat. See, most feared. See, the one that they shot in the car, everyone where he worked said he was the gentlest and loving. He'd been a straight A student. He worked in schools. See, threat. But in a crazy country where you can carry guns, see, Texas, see, where they had the shooting. You can carry guns. They want you to have your Second Amendment rights. Can you imagine? You can carry a gun into a bar. What could go wrong there? I mean, you have to be totally stupid. See, if you think nothing can go wrong there. I'll tell you, if you're carrying a fork into a bar, things can go wrong. See, I've been in plenty of bar fights. And boy, if there would have been guns there, they would have been blazing. Insanity. Which side are you going? Into this enlightened state. Don't make enlightenment, see, otherworldly. See, the fact is, if we listen to what the scientists are trying to tell you, and see, some of you will never be able to wrap your head around this because you are so totally asleep in a little corner thinking you know something. See? You are the universe. I talked on it when the book first came out, and I quoted the one line. And what did they say? They're talking about the universe, the cosmos. Beyond anything. You cannot. See, there is nothing outside of it. See? Nothing outside of it. See? And they say, you are it. Do you understand the awareness that you're sitting here listening to this talk? You are aware of your arms, your legs. You are aware of your being. See? You are aware of this. See? You have to distort that. See? You are it. There is nothing outside. You and the scientists have tried. They can never prove that there is anything outside of it. Shakyamuni Buddha, 2,500 years ago, said the same thing. See? Said the same thing. This most amazing thing, your mind, this awareness. Don't try to grasp it just intellectually. You say, well, it doesn't work. Of course you can't. You can't imagine it. See, the scientist said also, they can't. You can't visualize this. You can't imagine this. You cannot set up a thought problem to prove it. See? And you should simply be able to understand certain things. See, Tom Campbell says it in another way. Very direct, very nice. Why? You can't know what you don't know. Duh. See? Why is that so difficult to grasp? See, you will never prove anything outside, and no scientist will ever prove that anything exists outside of consciousness. Why? It takes consciousness to acknowledge it. Once consciousness acknowledges it, it exists. That's why another physicist, a very good physicist, debated some with Einstein, John Wheeler. We talk about the Big Bang. He said none of these, and I don't know whether he used historical occurrences, only manifest when brought into the consciousness. All things manifest now. There is no other time frame. This space and time, we accommodate. This is a way we accommodate our dualistic thinking. It's non-existent. This hole here, this empty place here. See? It's empty. All things are empty. How many think it's solid? It's got me trapped. This is how it is. This has got away. See, and I say this over and over and over. It's all empty. See, Bodhidharma has asked, see, what is the most amazing first principle of Buddhism? He said, vast emptiness, no holiness. Holiness goes into duality. The moment you raise holiness, you have instantly raised the unholy, the defiled. Can't be any other way. It's vast emptiness. See, do you get vast? Do you get that this is vast emptiness? Where's yesterday? You think this is solid. You think this is concrete. This is unchangeable. This is real. That's how your six senses tell you. Where's yesterday? Go to Dogen and Shobo Genzo. He does a fascicle on this. See, where is yesterday? Where is yesterday? See, where is 5 years ago? See, you can't even prove that 5 years ago existed. See, it's empty. But what does occur is that you keep in the dualistic mind developing these fantasies, and they're driven behind greed and anger, and these have been given birth by ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance, see, is experiencing yourself as separate here. You can't be. But see, some of you have had this wonderful experience. Do you experience how alone you are right there? Think, you are really alone right now. See, you don't know what your neighbor's thinking. You don't even know, see, what my intentions is. See, you only know what you think. You only know what you're experiencing. You actually are interpreting my talk by your conditioning. See, by the attachment to your words, your understanding of words. I've talked about that over and over again with my own experience, learning, seeing that. Your conditioning, your belief system, is wrong. Now, some of you say, no, not mine. Mine, I've got mine all covered. See, and you think, see, that you will avoid karma. You don't avoid karma. It's an impossibility. See, cause and effect. Whatever you put down, you will pick up. Actually, if you're leaning toward Christianity, I forget the quote, Galatians or something, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Okay? If you're sowing lots of crap, you know what it's going to come up like, don't you? Going to come up looking just like crap. See, and you have no bitch. You do it to yourself. You produce your heaven, you produce your hell. You have an opportunity. Always we're at the crossroad. See, you either are evolving upward, you're trying to stay awake. Where? Now sustain it. That's why we come into retreats. That's why we sit the long retreats. See, they become rich. They are difficult. You're dealing with the manure of your mind. See, most people really won't confront it. They'll put the toe in a little bit. Say, oh, yes. See, you have to, at some point, if you want to swim, you simply have to jump into the water. If your aspiration is freedom. See, and that's what he's talking through here, see. The great function is everywhere. See, how could there be any hindrance? This great function, see, you want to experience this now. The supreme way knows no difficulty. It simply dislikes picking and choosing. Your picking and choosing is based upon your conditioning. See? And it is ignorance. See? That gives birth to your conditioning. Your ignorance. What is ignorance? It isn't a lack of book learning. Understand this. In this room, see, ignorance is the sense, see, of separation. If you're sitting there alone now, you should be able to begin to see this. This is the Hinayana. This is the little vehicle. This is you. And we come to the practice because something begins to turn in us. Sometimes we come because of suffering. Sometimes we come because of great trauma that has occurred to us. In my own sense, mine was fear and suffering, pain. I was driven. Oh, driven by this. I do not remember a time when pain, suffering, and fear wasn't driving me to find some way to free myself. See, we are all, see, driven to some extent. See, we have some aspiration. Either we want full emancipation, total freedom, or just a little. Your practice will deliver that. If you play with it just a little, it will return a little. See, if you totally commit yourself to it, it returns way more than a life. See, and modern science is looking into that. Those of you who did read the book, and Berman talks about his own experience, a kensho. See, a kensho, a spontaneous kensho. And what did he find? See, wow, there was an absence of fear, there was beauty, there was compassion, there was love. That is the basic ground. See, this is Kuan Yin. See, see, and this compassion, she will go down, see, into the fires of hell to save. See, this is a true mother's love. See, nowhere, see, will she not move. That's what's at the basic ground. That's the basic essence of what you are. That's what this great Dharmakaya is. See, it is compassion, it brings harmony, it can bring joy to those who are pain and suffering. And for those that can't be reached yet, she sits and she weeps forever. See, little vehicle, I'm only trying to save myself. And at a certain point, you realize you cannot save yourself. You can lessen to a degree your pain and suffering. And you will also try, well, if I store enough food things, see, then I won't starve. If I can buy enough clothes, then I won't be. And if I can shell wall myself in here, then people can't get to me. This is the little vehicle. And then if you actually are beginning to see this, see, Lanza could see it sitting right here. See, if you can begin to see this, see, as you look out, what are you looking into? You're looking into your own mind. See, and then as I look out here, see, if I cause harm there, if I hurt someone there, see, I destroy the harmony here. Bang, concentric circles, see, moving out, rippling through me, rippling through the universe, through mind. See, pain and suffering. And I do it some more. See, then there's a clashing. I say constantly, I close in. See, but all of a sudden, if I realize, as I look out here into this, the great ocean, this great Dharmakaya, see, and if something is hurt, if I can do something to lessen the pain, immediately, it isn't somebody having to pat me on the back, because we do this with no expectation of return. We simply help where we can, because we can. And then we walk on. And all of a sudden, harmony. We start to feel the beauty. See, and Berman talked about the bliss-like state that he was in for 3 weeks. And he said, no thoughts crossed his mind. See, and then as I realized, I helped a little here, and lo and behold, I didn't lose anything. And then I'm a little bit more daring, and I help a little here, and I help a little there. Little ways. See, doesn't mean, see, some kind of crazy thought-out process. It's natural. See, doing here, doing there. And pretty soon, see, this begins to take on a different dimension. You're leaving the practice of Hinayana, and you're realizing that in this Buddha mind, this awake state, see, it's a big boat. See, it includes everyone. You are responsible for all of it. See, some things you can turn. Sometimes you're turned by things. And sometimes you simply sit and wait. The Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha, at one point, the only thing he could do was sit on the sideline and weep. See, and within this most amazing awakened state, see, you have, see, this great Kuan Yin weeping forever for samsara. See, there is no solution to samsara. See, samsara is samsara. You transcend this place here. See, when you truly see this, see, you turn it into a Buddha field. Bruce Lipton said, a Garden of Eden. See, I sustain it, no longer driven by my little petty ego. See, and where I can do something to bring harmony, to lessen pain, I do it. And this is the best way that I can take care of myself. See, and when that realization, see, totally manifests, then you begin to see, this is the way you take care, see, of all that's near and dear. This is how you actualize your vow to save all suffering sentient beings. See, this must be done. See, samsara is a hell realm. See, if you don't move toward the enlightened state, you support the hell realm. See, you may think that you're too smart and that you're not doing it, but my teacher said, no matter how brilliant and benign, you will always cause some trouble. And it's absolutely true. There's only one way out. Those of us who have committed ourselves here, I think we have 3 more weeks. Don't waste your time. See, it is possible. Don't pretend. Don't flighty acid kinds of stuff going out your ears. It's right here. This is the wonder. Now you have to start waking up here. You have to start manifesting. See, this absolute state of being. See, and then you've turned the wheel. See, then you can help the suffering sentient beings to walk out of the hell realms. So please take care of it.